Miley Cyrus, Robin Thicke, and Gwyneth Paltrow, all in the headlines as we recap the week that was for the long weekend with Life and Style Weekly senior reporter Jessica Finn joining Ralphie tonight. Jessica, we'll start with Miley Cyrus overseas in the UK. What did she do on stage?
Oh, well, Ralphie, you know, she totally had a meltdown. She was at GAY nightclub in London, and she kind of went on this little bit of a rant right before she performed her hit Wrecking Ball. She kind of broke down and started screaming towards the audience, yelling about, every time you hear my effing song on the radio, you're going to think of me. And she kind of got really angry and upset. And of course, everybody knows that Wrecking Ball is about Liam, and that this being the intro to the song, everybody kind of made the assumption that it was in fact about Liam. And she kind of seems like she's still really upset over the breakup. We're also coming on 1 year anniversary to what was their engagement.
Oh.
So there's definitely a lot of anger coming out from Miley. And yeah, she tried to deny that it was about Liam.
Miley, not the only one talking about one of her exes on stage as we recap the week that was with Life and Style Weekly's Jessica Finn. At the Billboard Music Awards, Robin Thicke performing the first single from his forthcoming album. It's due out July 1st. Tell me about this song, Jessica, and who Robin is trying to get back.
It's amazing how many celebrities are actually out there kind of on stage talking about exes and begging for exes, and Robin is certainly no exception. He wrote this fabulous song called Get Her Back, and of course he wrote it for Paula. Some of the lyrics include, I gotta treat her right, I should have held you longer, I should have held you stronger. So it's kind of like this desperate public plea for him to have her back in his life, and it doesn't seem to be working.
And I was backstage at the Billboard Music Awards in Vegas last weekend, and in addition to noticing Robin's new haircut, I noticed that he was very pensive before he went out on stage. He was very nervous, and I think certainly this song hits home, to say the least, right?
Absolutely. I think without her, he's kind of falling apart.
Yeah. All right, we'll wrap up with Life and Style Weekly's Jessica Finn, another couple that is on the verge of, well, they've broken up, and they're on the verge of divorcing, Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin. Gwyneth, known for her healthy eating ways, however, that wasn't the case with her kids recently, Jessica?
Yeah, this might be my favorite story this week. I mean, Gwyneth has always been so vocal about how her kids are, you know, eating low carb and gluten free. And, you know, it sounds like a very sad upbringing for a child. Of course, Chris Martin and Gwyneth are on again, off again, maybe on again. I'm not sure at this point. But Chris was out with the kids at a fast food chain called Ready Chick in Santa Monica. And, you know, Apple was scarfing down tons of French fries. And, you know, Moses was, you know, pigging out as well. And it just seems like the kids were just relieved to get out of that restrictive diet and just be kids and have some fries.
Jessica, maybe it was their cheat day.
Possibly, yeah. Although I don't think they're allowed those.
Right, under Gwyneth's strict dieting rules. Unbelievable. Glad they could just be kids. Jeez, oh man. Read about those stories and many more with Life and Style Weekly senior reporter Jessica Finn. Have a great weekend.
You too, thanks.